Next up, we have the track C-00000291*.sys. Keeping you safe.
Every day I send you details that you must bye-bye or bye-bye-bye me. Every day I'm changing the rules in a good way for a good cause, because I'm keeping you safe.
This is probably the first artist that I've ever experienced that had a file globbing character in their name that is the star. This is meant to be a file name. You know, if you know, you know. This file name is somewhat notorious for having been the file that caused so much problems with CrowdStrike. And that's not the actual name of the file. The file glob prevents you from having to type more of the obnoxious file name. The way I listened to the music first is I listened to a bunch of it during the listening party, but then I would go to the gym and I'd put it on my headphones as I would exercise. You know, I'd be doing cardio while listening to the songs. And, you know, oxygen is pumping through my body and my brain is more stimulated than usual. And I'm trying to figure out what the fuck this song is about. And I think it feels like it's some kind of propaganda about keeping you safe and being a gatekeeper, and I just thought it was weird and unusual, and I had really no idea, like, what it was about. And then I got to the song bio, which said, you might remember from such news articles as, "Oh bother, we broke the internet," and "What even is CrowdStrike anyways?" So, after another reading, I realized that, oh, this song is sung from the perspective of the Microsoft Windows CrowdStrike kernel driver, which explains why the narrator is obsessed with doorways and ingress and egress and keeping you safe.
Yeah, you know, most songs take that.
Yeah.
Like most songs do.
And so, boy, yeah, this was an interesting idea for a song that I think works well as an idea, but in practice, I think it's terrible. Like, it's really hard to have it resonate with you or to get it. And if you don't know the context, it just seems out of left field, weird propaganda. It just seems like stuff you would not willingly expose yourself to. You know, and I did get the sense of the miscommunication a little bit by, you know, like looking at the lyrics and understanding. And I would pedantically say that the CrowdStrike issue was more of a problem of not sanitizing your inputs than it was a miscommunication. I think there was not corruption on the wire, which caused this file to have bad data in it. I think it was just had bad data in it for some other reason. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. This song is challenging, and that's both good and bad. And I guess I'm not mad I had to listen to this 3 or 4 times. It is reasonably short, but this did not delight me.
I like this song a whole lot. I thought it starts off really just so cool with the bit crushing and the wonderful lyrics and the atypical chord progression that just keeps going up and up. It's a little purposefully sparse, which just reeks of so much confidence. And that's sort of like even before I got into trying to, you know, figure out, you know, read the lyrics and figure out what was going on and read the bio. And I liked it even more when I got that. You know, I think it's a great premise and I think it's great execution and a great song. I mean, this whole, because like, I don't know if I'm misinterpreting it. I mean, you're the computer guy, Chumpy, but this whole thing about every day just trying to keep you safe, you know, there's all of these that are trying to break you and this is going to defend you and stuff like that. And then it kind of turns against, not in the song, but like, we know that it's going to be a problem later. And I don't know, it just really connected with me as a user instead of somebody who's more entrenched in the computer stuff. But, and I just kind of like thought it was one of these that's kind of funny. And I think like the instrumentation might communicate that a bit, But then it's all got all these weird sort of sounds, and again, the bit crushing. It's just relaxed and laid back, and I'm going to complain a lot about tempo later in these reviews, but this one, again, it just reeks of confidence, and I just kind of love that. It's like I'm in my element here, and just I'm going to deliver, and I just loved it. I thought it was great. So this is going to be one of those where I think our rankings are going to be weirdly discrepant with each other.
Yeah.